Tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing.
Okay. Yeah, something about starting with that song always kind of just kind of sets me off. Gets me going just a little bit. Gets in the right mood.
It does.
And what we're going to do is let Pastor Donnie get us in the right mood and bring us into God and fishing. You got the fishing part here and the God part's right over there.
This is Pastor Donnie Green of Grace by Faith. And if you would, let's join in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for such another glorious day that you provided. And Father, we have many on our prayer list, many that are suffering today. And Father, we just want to lift them up and ask for your healing hand and comforting to give to each one of these loved ones of ours, that you may provide them complete healing this very hour. And Father, as we're here to fellowship with one another, Father, we just ask you to be in our presence and that everything we say, do, and think come to glorify you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I think I can get to most of it, but I'm not sure about all of that. But I'm working on it, Donnie. I'm working on it.
Frank, you're a work in progress, but it's a glorious work it is. I'm telling you. I love you, brother.
So, have you done any fishing for, like, yellowtail snapper?
We have. I can tell you that was not a great success. Wrong bait, wrong time, wrong tide, whatever it might be. We've tried it. We've had one or two catch, but we didn't get in that.
All right. Now, why do you think wrong bait, wrong tide?
You know, just, I don't know. Sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. We get out there, we plan for one thing. You know, you get in a score of something that you didn't plan on getting into, and things just happen. And so we'll throw down a set of shrimp, something live, something colorful. We'll throw down some jig baits, we'll throw down some squid, and to us, it's either a hit and a miss, and you got sometimes up on top, sometimes down low. What we were not doing was not chumming, and that's something that we're just now breaking into, so we're learning as we go.
Now, Catherine, right?
Katrina.
Katrina.
Yeah.
All right, another hurricane in the room.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, survived the first one. I don't know if I can do the second one.
She looks destructive. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. What do you like to fish for?
I don't care. I really don't care.
So she does that Filipino thing. If it's anything bigger than a minnow, she wants to eat it.
Yeah.
As long as you
even the bait, we can eat it. So I don't care. We eat the bait.
Yeah, I'll catch bait, and she was like, "Oh, we need to keep that. We're going to eat that." And I was like, "Wait, no, that's the bait." And she was like, "No, we can cook and make that." And I was like, yeah. "Oh Lord, here we go."
Yeah, just clean it up and then put it in the pan. That's it.
I caught
the whole thing.
Frank, when she first got here, I cast a cast net out and got a bunch of those greenbacks.
Right.
And she was like, "Oh, wow, we can eat forever." And I was like, "Whoa, yeah. That's our bait."
Are you sure you're not Italian? My buddy.
Maybe.
Yeah, my buddy's from Italy. I mean, you know, he lives there. He's not, And when he comes here, he eats the bait out of live well. I mean, he's
really
into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about sushi in its rawest form. I mean, literally, from the live well right down, as long as he's got a bottle of wine, he's good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No, we don't do that. Yeah, yeah.
So, no, Japanese. You're definitely not Italian then, huh?
No, maybe a little bit Spanish, I guess.
Okay.
Well, my maiden name is Vergara, so.
Yeah, Vergara is a Spanish.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The Philippines have been taken over by many different groups of people, and one of them were Spaniards, one of them was Chinese,
China,
and one of them
was
Japan, and
Americans.
Even Americans, whenever.
And the Americans took them over for a while, too.
Yes, we did.
Actually, we still do have them.
Well, no. We ended, under Clinton, we ended that, and so they're no longer U.S. territory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Barry, you're sitting here awfully quiet.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to talk to Barry right now. Can we do that on the radio? Can we just, like, ban him? Did you see the fish he caught?
No.
Oh.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just wrong.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's
I'm
just
glad
wrong,
we're on TV so people can see what you're talking about.
Oh, so we can blow this up even bigger?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to blow this up even bigger. He was kissing
the message to
he was
Patrick
kissing it
this morning. Yeah, I kissed a fish this weekend.
I don't blame him. I would have tongue kissed it too.
There was no tongue. You can clearly see it in the picture.
I would have definitely gave it tongue.
Well, if you guys want to see it, just go to watch. Here's my plug: Tarpon World Instagram. You can see me
Tarpon
kiss,
World Instagram. There you
can
go.
See me kissing this lovely beauty over here. I'll show you. I'll show Frank and let you guys hear his.
Hey, Radioland.
That's a ladyfish, right?
That's a.
You wish, Frank.
It looks like a ladyfish. It's silver, got a black back on it.
Maybe an oversized thread fin. I'd give you that.
Oh.
So that's looks like about a 90-pound sardine.
90?
Like 90?
You need maybe with like an average person. It'd be
maybe 90. I zoomed in. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I zoomed
what
in.
What is it, 130?
Yeah, I would say exactly. Okay, yeah, that's exactly what I would say it is.
Okay.
All right, to all those in radio land, when you catch a fish, it gets bigger as we talk, okay?
Okay.
It's really only about a foot.
Where were you?
I was in the harbor this past weekend, Midhole to be specific, and that was it, like... So, we caught it on artificial, and, I mean, it was a blast. It was...
So, were you actually fishing for tarpon?
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
He likes going after the big stuff, Frank. Yeah.
So, now, you had it out morning, evening, night?
We went out first thing in the morning at, like, 7, but we were at the spot. We had to, like, search for the tarpon, and that's where they were that morning.
This is why we have you on. You're just one of the best color guys in the business. Details and details and details.
Yeah.
If I could just get you to back off on some of those details, that'd be perfect, Barry.
Yeah, just,
so more just, details, I guess.
Just slow down a little bit, Barry.
Yeah, slow down. Don't feed us with all these details.
You don't
right
want to tell us
back
everything. I mean, we might know what to do next.
That's why I was remaining a little silent. I'm like, once you get me to talk, I'm going to tell you all these details.
Well, so how do we get you to do that? Though
right now,
all right, right
now.
All
so
right,
so we went out first thing in the morning and
I just you know
I don't,
I know.
Oh man, here we go.
No, no, wait,
like,
a minute, okay,
yeah. Oh, now he's trying to
I've
silence
got,
me.
I've got an answer for this.
I didn't even get to
Donnie,
finish the story.
Yes, sir. Yes,
help
sir
us out.
Yes,
in reach in your pocket, pull out a prayer to make Barry do details.
Yes, details, Father. Okay. Details, we need a lot of details.
Oh man,
I'm sure you've come on. Give me. I want a real one.
Oh, you
he needs
you
to
literally
help.
Want a prayer?
I really
oh,
want
okay
a prayer.
All right, we'll bring
for
a prayer.
Barry to do details.
All right, Father God, we're here on a special request from Frank. Barry just needs help with you to loosen his tongue so that he can open up his mouth and give us all the information he can give us so that we can be better fishermen, even fishermen of men, Lord. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Now
so
that's why we have Donnie on the show. Yeah. He's got important friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a father.
Let's see if that worked for me.
Yeah. It's working real well so far.
So hear me. Let me paint a beautiful picture of my
all
weekend.
Yes,
all right?
Let's do that.
So it was Saturday morning.
Yes,
my buddy picked me up.
I'm on
Richie, if you're listening to this, Richie, this is for you. He picked me up around 7 o'clock, and we were going tarpon fishing.
Yeah,
we had no idea where the tarpon were, and they hang out in different areas of the harbor, day by day, or like literally hour by hour. So we searched like 4 different spots in the harbor, including the Myakka River, down in the South Hole, Two Pines. We almost went down to Boca, but we found them in the Mid Hole. And once we got there, all like a lot of people enjoy using live bait for these tarpon, but right, me and my buddy Richie, we enjoy throwing artificials at them.
I heard and, like mullet heads are real good. Is that right?
Yeah, they work
pretty
too
much any kind of dead fish.
Okay, all right.
Live fish or dead fish, tarpon just eat, you know. Where most people make the mistake with a tarpon is thinking it's the silver king, you know.
Yeah, when they hear the king, they give it, yeah.
They get this idea in their head, you have to have this perfect bait, it's got to be this certain thing, and we literally catch them on everything from catfish chunks to mullet heads to ladyfish,
sting,
you name it.
You can catch them on stingray,
they,
I've done it.
They want something to eat.
Yeah.
They're not that particular.
Yeah. They're just hungry.
Shrimp, crabs,
they're like
bait
me,
fish.
Technically. Only in the water.
Just not quite. They're not quite as delicate.
Did he just call
you're
me delicate?
You're kind of beaky,
oh,
though.
I don't know how to take it. Mark, you can chime in. You caught one of these big monsters before, huh?
Yeah, I caught quite a few this year. My go-to bait's a blue crab, you know, yep, smaller one.
Yep.
And then I'll use some threadies. Usually about 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, I'll usually do a thread fin, actually on the bottom with a split shot.
Now, are you a bait buster guy?
No, I don't mess with bait busters. I have no.
Okay. Don't worry. There's hope.
Yeah, no. I mean,
I bet you any minute now I can get Donnie to bust out a prayer to get you back.
Oh, here we go. That's literally all I use. I've, like, literally cleared out your whole, like, bait bust. Like, you had to restock, right, Frank?
Yes.
I've spent, like,
and actually, DOA does not have any root beer made. They're literally making it and shipping it to us.
Really?
Yeah.
When is that coming in?
Wait, root beer bait busters? What is this?
That's just the color.
It's just color.
Okay.
It's probably good for right now in the harbor because it's...
Yes, yeah, one of the good colors.
Kind of got that brown look. Okay.
A bait buster lure is one of the dumbest looking lures on the planet. It's just got kind of a round head. It's got two curl tail fins for a tail. Right. Little curl tail things. And it is the dopiest looking lure in the world. And nothing else catches as much tarpon. There's not even a close second, unless it's maybe the DOA Terrorize. Those are the only... I mean, nothing else works like them. They're literally astounding.
Outstanding.
Like, this weekend on Saturday, that's all... I mean, we rarely even go out bothering... We don't even bother spending money or time catching bait or buying bait, because that's all we really use, is those lures. Like, I have a whole tackle box.
All right, now, tell the truth. When you had your DOA bait buster, did you hook up on it with the one you were casting or the one that was 5 feet under a bobber with the rod and a holder?
We hooked 6 fish that day, and 2 of them came from sitting in the rod holder, and the other 4 came from casting.
Okay.
Wow. So, okay.
Because DOA bait buster, it's an artificial lure, but believe it or not, most of them are caught with that. You throw it out, you put a bobber on it, about 5-6 feet between the bait buster and the bobber, and you set the rod and rod holder.
No.
It doesn't make any sense. I have it on video. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't...
But it does work.
It doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't believe it. The first time I did, I'm like, okay, that's a fluke. And then when you realize how to really capitalize, it's ridiculous.
Like, well, it's called bobber jigging.
Right.
When you're bobber jigging, it's got to be a little bit rough out.
Right.
So every time a wave takes the bobber up
it's
and down,
the bait for you.
It moves the jig up and down. So it's literally,
but
you know, on autopilot.
Believe it or not, too, Frank, you don't even have to use a bobber, or it doesn't have to go up and down. You can literally stick it direct in a rod holder in the back of the boat, straight down.
Yeah.
And there could be no wind, no nothing. It'll just be sitting there, and they will still hit it.
It's crazy.
And it doesn't even have to bob around.
Yeah. Now we learned something new. The only thing I've caught the tarpon on was mullet.
Yeah.
But we cut it in thirds.
Yeah, it's...
Chucked it out there. They found dead.
It's a great bait, oh yeah.
You know, and that's how I caught it
and
got it to the beach. I was on the beach when I did it. Mm-hmm. But I don't target them. If I can't eat it, I don't target them. I don't have the fun of just getting beat up on a fish, but I do like yank something in big every now and then, but to me I want to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, if I catch it I want to eat it.
Yeah. So, I get it.
But those things are nothing but bones. So if you're in radio world, you don't know what these tarpon are, they just a billion bones is underspeaking it. It's just nothing but bones.
Yeah.
They are one of the most beautiful fish in the world, because when you hook a tarpon, all of a sudden you see your DOA, it's out there, and the bobber on it. The bobber disappears. All of a sudden the line's going tight, and next thing you know you see, and the weird part about it is after you've done one or two, you'll see how the line's going away from you. And instead of the line going down in the water, when the fish is sounding down, the line's actually going to get closer to you. As the fish hits that bait buster and the line's tightening up, you see the line at the surface literally going away from you. The V's going away as the fish is coming up in the water. And then all of a sudden, that fish is 6 feet in the air.
Yep.
And the entire fish, it's really weird when a fish that's 6-plus foot long goes up in the air and then turns sideways.
Yep.
It kind of lays there horizontal to the water, and then goes back down in. It's like
6 foot in the air doing that.
Yeah.
And that is worth the catch right there. That's the moneymaker shot. Yeah.
Well, that's why they call him the Silver King. It's all about the bucks, man. The captains get $100 and some an hour. The Silver King is all about the money. When you hook your first one, you're into the store for $300 on a new rod and reel because you lost it. All you got to do is see him jump twice. You didn't have big enough tackle. You're going to go out. You got to have a bigger rod. I need a bigger rod.
Isn't that
bigger
the
better?
Oh my gosh!
When we hooked it, I think I told this story. We was on the beach. I'd never been out there before, you know, not in Boca Grande. And he hands me this rod. I toss the mullet out there, get it into the deep, and we were actually looking for sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And this fish hit the line, and I did not know what it was. I'm from up north, so we didn't have tarpon, you know. And it's like, what am I going to do with this thing? And so I hit the line. I start working back in. The guy says, "Hey, you got to walk the beach so that you can really manage to come down." I said, "Or I can just use reach strength, man." You know, he was a real small guy. He's like Frank, and sorry, Frank. And so I'm just powerhousing this bad boy in. Well, I guess he knew what was coming, and he saw that line making the move, and he says, "You got to bow to the king." I said, "I don't bow to nobody, man." I said, "Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I don't bow to nothing." I said, "I don't even know what you're talking about." So this fish jumps. And it just makes that bend. And he says, "Bow, bow, bow." And I'm like, "I don't even know what you're talking about, man." And so it hits back the water, breaks my line, and just takes off. My heart's broke. And I had it almost on the beach. I mean, it was almost beached at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "What is this bow thing?" He said, "Would you put your head and your rod back toward the water, please?" And I was like, "Oh.
All right."
Why did you say that?
It's actually, the bow is kind of, you know, a nice expression, bow to the king.
Yeah.
What you really want to do is when you first hook up, I try and take a step back onto the boat, so I'm one step back from where I was, because bowing usually won't get it. What you want to do is when that fish is coming up out of the air, if I can take a step forward and extend my arms out and create slack in the line. If you drop your rod tip, you're going to create a little bit of slack.
But not
the
enough.
Idea is... is that slack line, when the fish lands on it, he doesn't rip the hook out of his mouth.
Ah, okay.
When your line is real tight, the fish comes up and literally falls on the line and takes the hook right out of his mouth.
Or just literally land on the line and pop it with his scale, because there's so much tension, it doesn't take much to pop the line.
So the whole thing about bowing to the king is not actually about the bow, it's about creating slack. So
forgiveness in the line, like in the situation.
Right. So what I want to do is when I'm thinking, all of a sudden I see I'm going to hook up, I take a step back. You know, if I'm up in the bow of the boat, I'm going to cautiously back one step, and I leave my one foot where it is and bring the other foot back.
Okay.
And then I can just move that one foot forward, extend my arms out while I bow down a little bit, and that gives me another few feet of slack. And you almost never lose a tarpon on the jump if you can remember to do that. But if you're standing in one spot, you don't have the opportunity to move back. If you lower the rod tip and put your arms out as much as possible, that will keep the fish in the line. That's what it's all about, keeping that fish in the line.
Right, and I was going to say, even with anybody their first time with tarpon, it's saying bow doesn't even really make sense.
Yeah.
I think a better way to describe it would be to, like what you're saying, Frank, is to point the rod at the fish. It's probably a better way to do it. Like,
that's just probably get ready hard to scream out, Barry.
What's that? Well, no, or just point the rod.
Point the rod to the
bow,
king.
Bow. You're like, what is bow like?
Exactly.
Point the rod to the king doesn't have the same sexy appeal.
Yeah,
you know?
But
we have the Silver King. You have to bow to the Silver King.
Yeah. Plie to the king, too? I don't know. Jeez.
Just FYI, if you're going to take somebody else out fishing and you try to give them misinformation, preset some information there. Because I had no idea that these things even was in the water. I didn't know what I was going to be. I was looking for shark. That was it.
But believe it or not, like what you just described, catching tarpon on dead bait when you weren't even trying is like such a productive method. And it's a very unknown way to catch tarpon or to target them. And it works so well.
Really?
Yeah. So
evenings is number one. If you got a little bit of dead bait and you go to one of the passes out around Placida or something like that, toss a big chunk of dead bait out there. Like half a 3 pound mullet, or if you got a 16 inch ladyfish, just cut off about 3 inches and toss them out there. That just gets the scent out. They'll eat the whole thing either way.
Oh, yeah.
But catfish, clip the spines off, they'll eat the catfish whole. We usually just cut them up, use the tail meat, but they're tarpon are not this fussy feeder, only in the guide and captain stories. Because they figure if they make it really hard to do, you'll have to hire them.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So in order for the captains to get work, they want to make it really, you know, Silver King.
Now, Mark, you have a fishing company, a fishing charter, right?
Well, no, not a charter, but we started a. It's called the Salty Hunter. Yeah, and it's a brand right now, and the whole idea is to, in the future, I'd like to take people out in the boat as far whether it be troubled kids or veterans,
I'm glad he got to that part because I was thinking, okay, he's doing something fishing, and his goal was to take people in a boat. This guy is a man after my heart. I'm going to take people out fishing, and my goal is to one day take them in a boat.
Yeah, but the same thing too.
That's right.
I love to hunt. I do a lot of hunting, and same thing. So when it's fishing season or tarpon season, I love to.
So what you're planning on doing is, veterans and
Our kids or someone that
really afford to do it or wouldn't have the opportunity to do it because of their circumstances.
Correct.
Kind of like a big brother, big sister type thing, Frank, and give less fortunate people an opportunity to get out there and do this.
See, that's why he's the nice guy over there. That's why you locked me in this cage.
Yeah.
You don't realize, but in the studio here, there's this little chain link fenced in area back here they keep me in. It's not really fair. I'm not that bad.
Only Pastor Don knows the code to let him out.
I lost that code. Forget it. I warned Mark on the way down here. He said, who's this Frank guy? What's he like? And I said, what was the word I used? You remember?
Peculiar.
Oh, no.
Peculiar. I'm good with peculiar. I could sleep right next to that one.
When Frank pitched this idea, he was like, "We're gonna have a radio show called God and Fishing." And he says, "I'll do the fishing part. You do the God part." And I said, "So you're gonna teach people how to fish for fish, and you want me to teach people how to fish for men?" And I'm reminded of Matthew 4, verse 18. That's what he's doing. He literally goes out onto the beach and he calls out to Peter and Simon. He says, "Hey," he said, "come follow me." And they were fishermen. They were, they were literally on their dad's boat at that point in time. And he says, "Come follow." And they dropped their net right away and went and followed him. He says, "I know you're a fisherman, but I want to teach you how to be fishermen and men." Now Frank does this. He teaches us a lot about fishing, and he gets us on here to talk about fish, and I'm here to tell you about God. And the whole idea about fishing is a great opportunity to get one-on-one with him and start fellowship with your brothers and sisters, find opportunity to thank God for all of our blessings in our life. And I've been around this world a few times. Frank's been around here a few times, and I've seen third world countries. I had an opportunity to talk to a kid in the Philippines that he literally fished the day away to get dinner on the table. And so fishing is a great way to learn how to fellowship. And I want to thank all you gentlemen here for what we have. It's a great opportunity for us. So let's go ahead and get a word of prayer in, Frank, before we run out of time. What do you think?
Yeah, you got about 2 minutes left.
All right. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this wonderful day, this time to fellowship and to learn and to edify one another, Father, about the different techniques of being on the water. Father, we ask you to keep all the fishermen safe and return us home to our dear loved ones. And Father, as Mark starts this new adventure with Salty Hunter and tries to look forward to help out veterans, people of the street, young kids without parents, without guidance, Father, we ask you to just bless that ministry, Father, and get him an opportunity to help out the community and let him do something that we all enjoy. And Father, we just ask you to make the fish plentiful, the water safe, and Father, keep the conditions right so that we can get out there and enjoy your nature. We thank you in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, now I've got one question. Mark, right?
Yep.
Okay, Mark, what did you learn today?
Yeah, you're live. He says, "Am I live?" Yeah.
Frank's left putting people on the spot, teaching new people. Like, oh, geez. Welcome to your initiation.
I learned to buy a bait buster from you and take it on a boat, set it in a rod holder, and
catch tarpon.
All the radio land, if you need bait, if you need to know how to catch fish, come see Fishing Frank down here in Port Charlotte, and he'll set you straight. All the people at the shop are just wonderful people. See Barry, see Mark, see Fishing Frank, whatever you got to do, and he'll get you out there on the water catching fish.
Okay. Well, and... This is Fishing Frank.
It's a little warm.
Yeah, it's a little warm in here. We got a lot of people in the studio today. Barry from Barry's Tarpon World. Tarpon World Instagram?
Yeah, you find me on all my catches on Tarpon World Instagram.
Okay, and Pastor Donnie, the one and only. His wife, Katrina, the mini hurricane. Mark, myself, RJ, Jill, there's all kinds of people here today. And we will see you or listen to you or talk to you on the next God and Fishing. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing, instead of just a wishing.
Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well, I'm a busy man, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio.
You aren't tied up.